Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, will join us. So will Megan Barth a little bit later on. And Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, Indian Wells is where Jim is from. He will join us coming up in our 11 o'clock hour. There's new polling in. And it's good, believe it or not, it's good for the president. It shows that this is a new morning consult poll, shows that 56% of Americans think the president will be reelected. Not that he should be, but that he will be. And that 92% of Americans say they plan to vote this coming November. We'll believe that when we see it. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Liz Harrington, the national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, joining us. The numbers where 56% expect the president to be reelected. That's good news, but I'm assuming there's a lot of work to be done between now and then.
Oh, absolutely. We've never stopped working, and of course, defending the 2016 map, but also expanding it. And so we've been on the ground, active in a lot of these states. We've never left since 2015. So we're working every single day to reelect this president. And you know, his record of accomplishment makes it easy for us to do. It makes it easy for us to advocate on his behalf, because it's just unprecedented to have someone come in from the outside, make a lot of promises about what he wanted to do and to change Washington. And here we are 3 years in, and he's delivering on nearly every single promise he's made. It's truly incredible.
No, it really is. The president earlier this week was in Lexington, Kentucky, stumping for Matt Bevin for governor, his reelection campaign. He lost the race, or it looks like he may have lost the race. By the way, has he conceded yet? Do we know?
No, I don't believe he's conceded. I don't believe the Associated Press has called that. So it's still, you know, it was about 4,000 votes. So we're still waiting to see if there's going to be, if he's going to push a recount or not.
If Matt Bevin does lose, does it tarnish the president's ability to deliver votes at all?
I don't think so. If you look at the numbers, and especially our internal polling had seen Matt Bevin was losing by 15 to 17 points earlier this year, which is a big, heavy lift, especially when we're talking about a state that the last 10 governors, only two have been Republican. And so it was a big, heavy lift. However, if you look at what happened across Kentucky and across other elections as well in Mississippi, Republicans had a really good night. The media is not going to tell you that, but we won 5 out of 6 statewide races in Kentucky. One of that including is the first African American, Daniel Cameron, to be elected Attorney General, first in history. Of course, the media won't give him any coverage. And also in Mississippi, the first female Attorney General, also a Republican, won there as well. And so it's really, we had a lot of good victories last night. 12 out of 13 ballot initiatives went Republicans' way. You had Arizona vote down in Tucson, vote down a sanctuary city referendum. So there are a lot of good news that we're seeing, good results that we got, that we're very confident and happy and pleased with the results.
And you know what's interesting, Liz? Again, Liz Harrington joining us, Republican National Committee, a national spokesperson. One of the interesting things is when you talk about the fake news media not delivering the news to us and let us know what's happening, there is good news on the impeachment front, even though Adam Schiff just a few minutes ago announced that the public phase of this impeachment inquiry will begin next Wednesday with open hearings. Despite all the impeachment effort by the Dems, am I right? Donations are up, volunteers are up for the Republicans?
Absolutely. The donations have kept pouring in since Democrats, went through and caved to the radical base and, did what they wanted to do all along. They were just looking for any excuse that they could muster, which was try to remove this president and try to overturn our votes in 2016. They've never accepted that. And so we've seen this game before, not 2 days after the Bob Mueller testimony that completely was a disaster, a complete disaster for the Democrats, and showed what a hoax that whole Russia collusion fantasy was. He didn't even know it was in his own report. But just 2 days later, you already have Democrats working in the CIA, allies colluding with the Adam Schiff, the most corrupt politician in Washington. He's certainly up there, and concocting this next hoax, the Ukraine hoax. The phone call was just a day later after Bob Mueller's testimony, and here they are. Here we are yet again. They're spinning, they're lying, and they're leaking. So people are smart. They get this. They know what the Democrats' play is. They don't have any new dirty tricks to pull. So we've seen a huge, incredible response now that they're actually going for it and trying to take away our voices and take away our votes. A year out from an election, mind you, this is just what's so incredible. They do not want us to have a say who is our president and who leads this country. That's been their game from the very beginning, and they've never accepted it. So we've seen 50,000 brand new first-time donors just within hours of Nancy Pelosi announcing impeachment by press conference. We've seen our donations through the roof. Our volunteer, we already have over 30,000 volunteers. Our goal is to double that by Election Day, and we're well on our way. And we're energized. People are sick and tired of it. They're sick and tired of relentless attacks from the media and the Democrats who've never accepted President Trump. But meanwhile, President Trump's delivering every single day for us. And he's finally giving a voice to people and voters who are left behind for decades by politicians. And so people have had it. They're letting us know. They're letting Democrats know. And it's going to really help us to win again in 2020.
The president tonight will be in Louisiana. What's he doing in the Bayou State?
Yes, so there's still a very important election there. The governor's race, John Bel Edwards is the Democrat governor there. He was forced into a runoff from an election earlier a month ago. And so we're very confident to switch this seat back to the Republican column, and President has already rallied there once, and he's going to be there again tonight in Monroe, Louisiana, to rally supporters, turn that state, the governor's mansion, back into the Republican column. And so we're very excited about that. President Trump is always on fire at these rallies, and he's got a great message every time. And so we're really excited to see what he has to say tonight.
I want to ask you, though, because a lot of people are saying that once they go to the public hearings and you start hearing Ambassador Yovanovitch and others, maybe John Bolton, maybe Mick Mulvaney, who knows, that once you hear these people with live testimony, the American people will immediately turn on the switch, and all of a sudden will be for impeachment and removal. Do you believe that? Do you believe that these live, or will these live hearings be more, Robert Mueller?
It's going to be more a charade, more Robert Mueller. They don't have the facts. That's why, you know, Adam Schiff retreated behind closed doors in the basement of the Capitol to twist arms. Notice how he's not calling Kurt Volker, who was the one Adam Schiff was leaning on and saying, Ambassador, you're making this much more difficult than this needs to be, when Kurt Volker was not giving him the answer he wanted, which was three or four times he said there was no quid pro quo. What are we talking about here? So this is why Adam Schiff's trying to control the narrative. So he's going to call people who he thinks, you know, will be, you know, damaging to the president. But guess what? Republicans, we're going to get to ask questions too. And it's going to be the same thing. There's no facts here. There's no evidence here. We know we can, you know, Adam Schiff can call as many unelected bureaucrats as he wants to give their opinion about a phone call that we can all read. We know exactly what happened. And what happened was the aide was released. President Trump wants to root out corruption wherever he finds it. He wants Europe and our allies to do more, and aid was released. And that was the third time that's happened under the Trump administration. It never happened under Obama and Biden. Why aren't we asking Joe Biden, when he was running point on trying to root out corruption in Ukraine, and oh, by the way, his son Hunter ends up for $50,000 a month of the most corrupt Ukrainian natural gas company. That was Joe Biden's method of rooting out corruption. But why don't we ask Joe Biden, what did you do for Ukraine? What did you do besides getting a prosecutor fired who was looking into your son's company? You didn't provide lethal aid to the Ukrainians. They never once did it. So this whole entire narrative is a farce. And no matter how many witnesses he can get up there to try to say what Adam Schiff wants to say, the truth, they can't change what actually happened here. And there was nothing wrong.
Liz Harrington joining us from the Republican National Committee, the national spokesperson for that organization. There's polling here in Nevada just out the other day from Emerson Polling. I've never heard of Emerson Polling. Maybe you have, but they have released a poll, a Nevada poll that shows Joe Biden leading 30-22 over Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders at 19, and then everybody else is 5% or less. Yang, Harris, Buttigieg at 5%, 3% for Steyer, Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard's at 1%, so is Booker, Klobuchar, and a whole bunch of others. I want to ask you, is it the view of the RNC or the president that Joe Biden is the guy to beat, the person to beat at this point for the Dems?
I don't think so. I think he's a very weak front runner, and I think it kind of ties into this whole phony impeachment narrative. The idea that we would need Ukraine's help to beat Joe Biden is pretty laughable on its face. This is a guy who doesn't know what decade it is, doesn't know what state he's in, is trying to lecture the president a week after the world's number one terrorist, al-Baghdadi, is killed on the president's direction. Joe Biden, a week later, is trying to lecture the president on foreign policy, who, according to Bob Gates, Obama's Secretary of Defense, Joe Biden has been wrong on every single foreign policy issue of the last four decades. This is a guy who's so incredibly weak as a quote-unquote front runner. This is his third time running for president. He's never made it out of Iowa before. I don't expect him to make it out of Iowa this time. And in fact, you have mainstream media reports predicting he's going to a fourth place finish in Iowa. That's currently where Biden is polling. But I do find it fascinating that the people we see consistently at the top of the list in all these Democrat primaries, the party of diversity, supposedly the party of the youth, it has three old white candidates running, and that's who the Democrat voters prefer, apparently. And Biden, Warren, and Sanders, two out of three socialists, and one who is leaning towards socialism every single day with Biden when he's talking about banning fracking and banning fossil fuels and a public option, which would lead to socialized medicine. So we're not impressed with any of these front runners, but I would certainly not say Biden is the person to beat in the Democrat primary.
Again, the president tonight will be in Monroe, Louisiana, stumping there. And I got to ask you in our final minute, any lessons learned from last night with elections in Kentucky, in Virginia, and is there anything that, that we can all learn going forward towards November of 2020?
We can learn that President Trump's in a very strong position to win re-election, and you look at the economy and every other issue, and keep in mind with Kentucky, Republicans hold a supermajority in both Kentucky legislative chambers. Again, we have the first African-American attorney general there in Mr. Cameron. We've had such great success statewide there. The fact that one race has yet to have been called does not mean we lost. And it really shows that President Trump, when he shows up and when he himself is on the ballot, we're going to have tremendous support. And it just shows how in just a matter of weeks, President Trump showing up and stumping for the candidate there moved the needle 15 points, which is truly amazing if you think about a race as it stands right now that's only being decided by 4,000 votes, less than a percentage point. So President Trump, he moves the needle, and he certainly is in such a strong position when you look at issue after issue, and especially when we contrast it with what the Democrats are doing. We're very, very excited, and we're very we're going to work so hard from between now and Election Day to make sure we get that result.
Less than a year to Election Day. I can't wait. Liz Harrington, thanks so much. Always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for being a part of our show.
Thanks for having me.
Liz Harrington, Republican National Committee, national spokesperson, joining us. More to do. There's all kinds of controversy. Rand Paul, who came out in Lexington the other night and demanded the media name the whistleblower. I love this stuff. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. Facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
You're listening to the official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights hockey team. Pre-game begins tomorrow night at 3:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again.
I'm a scat man.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local Now. Coming up, Rand Paul, who was on the stump with the president earlier in the week in Lexington, Kentucky, has been very out front, demanding that the fake news media take the lead and reveal the whistleblower. I mean, they break the law all the time. They leak classified information on a regular basis. And nobody ever takes them to task. So here is something simple. Let's identify the whistleblower. It's easy. And yet, you know, this is viewed now, the whistleblower is sacrosanct. I mean, it would be against the law. Well, we'll find out. Stick around, more to do. I'll let you hear from Rand Paul himself, okay? The senator from Kentucky, that's all next. Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
It's green chili season at Taco Time.
It's chili season everywhere, my friend. I'm freezing.
No, green chili as in chili sauce.
More like purple chili as in I'm turning purple.
You're not getting it. Green chili season at Taco Time means you get their fresh-made, handcrafted, tangy green chili sauce on your choice of three different items. The green chili burrito, green chili chimichanga, even a green chili enchilada.
That sounds delicious, but I'd rather get them hot.
Oh boy.
Green chili menu items for a limited time only at Taco Time. Get them while they're hot.
On this Veterans Day, let us remember the service of our veterans and let us renew our national promise to fulfill our sacred obligations to them and their families who have sacrificed so much so that we can live free. Thank you and God bless you from the family and staff at Garnet Mercantile in Ely. The Nevada Talk Network is proud to present these salutes to our veterans on this Veterans Day.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An interesting poll that doesn't ask how you're going to vote, but what you expect the results to be. 56% of respondents in this new national poll say they expect President Trump will be reelected. The Politico Morning Consult survey of 2,000 registered voters also found high levels of enthusiasm for the election among both Republicans and Democrats. 92% of the respondents say they are likely to vote in next year's national elections. A hospital in Fayetteville, North Carolina, is safe and secure after an officer-involved shooting this morning of a suspect who was taken into custody last night for an alleged home invasion.
Suspect started experiencing medical problems, so he was brought to the hospital here.
And the Cumberland County Sheriff says after he was, the suspect struggled for a deputy's gun, and a Fayetteville cop shot him dead. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems. I should have.
All across the state of Nevada, it's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. I hope you will call my friends at Sterling Credit. These are people that within 90 days, they will drastically improve your credit score and make you credit worthy. And they back that up with a 100% money back guarantee. Let's face it, the credit repair industry has a lot of
really bad people. But these folks, you can trust. If you want to improve your credit score, if you want to become credit worthy in 90 days, make this call, 833-91-LEND-1. That's 833-91-LEND-1, Sterling Credit. And they're really good people. And all across the state of Nevada, they are helping people right now, today, repair their credit. Again, 833-91-LEND-1, Sterling Credit. Okay, I promised I'd let you hear from Rand Paul. This guy has been on both sides of the president on a number of different issues. But on this particular issue, he is absolutely with the president. And in fact, he was on Special Report last night. He was in Lexington, Kentucky, I think two nights ago. And last night was on Special Report with Brett Baer. And he keeps asking the question, why won't the Democrats and Adam Schiff name the whistleblower? Here it is.
You know, I don't wish harm on anyone. I've been the victim of political violence not once but twice. I was there at the ball field when Steve Scalise was almost killed. A staff member was 10 feet from me who was shot. I had six of my ribs broken by a hater of President Trump, so I know what political violence is all about. I don't want that at all. But the report was not correct in the sense that the statute says the inspector general can't reveal the name. It says the president should enforce the law, but the person you quoted was disingenuous in what they were saying. The statute says the inspector general can't reveal the name. There's nothing that prevents me from saying it now. Other than that, I want it to be more about the process and less about the person. But there's no law that prevents me from mentioning the name of who's been said to be the whistleblower. But there's also,
you know,
yeah, and there's something important also. It's called the Constitution. The Sixth Amendment to the Constitution says if you are going to accuse me of a crime, I get to stare you down in court. That is absolutely part of the Constitution. The statute might say one thing, but I promise you, if there is a trial, you always get to confront your accuser. It's sure. In the Sixth Amendment. It's in the Bill of Rights. There's no way they can stop the defense from asking.
Well, I don't understand what prevents you from getting on the Senate floor where you're protected on all kinds of things and just giving a speech and saying what the guy's name is, right. If you're convinced you know who it is.
No, I can, and I may, but I can do it right now if I want. Nothing stops me. There's no law that stops me from doing it. Other than that, I don't want to make it about the one individual. But I would say this. I do think that this individual is a material witness to the potential Biden corruption. He was there under Joe Biden. He was there when Joe Biden was trying to fire the prosecutor that was investigating Hunter Biden. So this person was a Ukrainian expert on the desk at that time. I think he should be interviewed not as the whistleblower, but as a material witness to the Biden corruption in Ukraine.
I love that. Rand Paul is right on top of it. By the way, did you see, I always love it, during political season, I both love it and I hate it. I love it because I get every candidate's email with press releases and position papers. I get a lot of this stuff, and even from like the Andrew Yangs and the Cory Bookers, the one percenters, I get a lot of stuff from them. Somehow I've gotten onto Tom Steyer's list. And I know. Actually, Tom Steyer's a three percenter. He's got 3% in the state of Nevada. Did you know that? And he has spent what many believe is more than $1 million. Okay. But here was the headline. Tom Steyer, this is from one of his Tom 2020 releases. Tom Steyer attracts large crowds while campaigning in Southern Nevada. And then you dig down into the, because he was here earlier this week. On November 3rd, the first day of his journey to the Silver State, Tom was greeted by more than 350 local supporters at the opening of the statewide headquarters in Las Vegas. 350 constitutes a large crowd? Wow. He made campaign stops in Las Vegas and Henderson. But 350? Is that the deal? The second day of Tom's schedule was packed with back-to-back meetings with community leaders and residents. Doesn't sound like a lot of large crowds there. So where, pray tell, were the large crowds? Tom held a public town hall at Sun City McDonald Ranch in Henderson, where he spoke with more than 100 residents. So 350, and this is a presidential candidate, folks.
Now, wait a minute. Don't you remember when our friend Wayne Allen Root was at Sun City Anthem, unannounced?
That was Anthem. Yeah, Anthem.
And he drew unannounced, what was it, 450?
Yeah, amazing.
And Steyer only drew 100.
Yeah. Yeah, at Sun City McDonald Ranch in Henderson, spoke with more than 100 residents. That's what constitutes a large crowd for Tom Steyer. And by the way, in the latest polling, the latest Nevada polling from the Emerson Group, and again, I don't know the validity of the Emerson Group, Tom Steyer is sitting at 3%. Joe Biden is sitting at 30%.
Where's the beef?
Elizabeth Warren at 22%, 19% for Bernie Sanders. Tom Steyer sitting at 3%. At what point? Now, I understand the argument they're trying to make, and the argument is a simple one. Well, we were the last ones in the race. Yeah, but he's been spending money. He's been spending millions when he wasn't in the race. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, Sean Hannity gets mentioned in this testimony by the former ambassador to Ukraine. This is amazing. What does Sean Hannity have to do with any of this? We'll let him tell you in his own words. That's all coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Our flag does not fly because the wind moves it. It flies with the last breath of each soldier protecting it. America is the home of the free because of the brave. The entire staff at Super 8 Motel in Battle Mountain takes this opportunity to honor our veterans this Veterans Day and every day of the year. On this Veterans Day, let us remember the service of our veterans and let us renew our national promise to fulfill our sacred obligations to them and their families who have sacrificed so much so that we can live free. Thank you and God bless you from the family and staff at Wagner's Hardware in Hawthorne. Our flag does not fly because the wind moves it. It flies with the last breath of each soldier protecting it. America is the home of the free because of the brave. The family and staff at the Ramada Inn and Copper Queen Casino in Ely takes this opportunity to honor our veterans this Veterans Day and every day of the year. Veterans Day salutes from the Nevada Talk Network. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM KAZB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a green new deal. I'll tax you till you squeal. Gonna change the nation, cause it's an abomination. Are you getting
oh my God, I just love that. Yeah, AOC. She is, so somehow she's always out there on every issue. I mentioned Sean Hannity because sometimes Sean Hannity gets blamed for stuff that he really had no hand in. The testimony of Ambassador Yovanovitch what was interesting. How does Sean Hannity get involved in this? This is cut number two. Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
Shocking, damning video coming up just moments away. First big breaking news, thanks to investigative reporter tonight, John Solomon. We now have our hands on yet another document revealing a shocking level of coordination between the Obama State Department, Joe Biden, and Hunter Biden's very lucrative position with no experience at all at Burisma Holdings in Ukraine. Now, compliments of Solomon and a Freedom of Information Act request. Newly obtained memos from June of 2016 show the State Department officials, they actually prepped the new U.S. ambassador to Ukraine on how to handle questions about Burisma Holdings. And yeah, the millions they're paying, no experience Hunter Biden. Imagine if Donald Trump did this. Imagine that. And if you're wondering, by the way, this is the same ambassador to Ukraine who recently apparently testified that I had some role in the allegations that led to her resignation. In reality, despite the obsessive fake news reporting by the media mob, I don't know anything about this woman. Her name was barely mentioned but a few times on this program, just in passing, basically. And to this day, I haven't talked to anyone from Ukraine that I knew was from Ukraine. Nobody, ever. I certainly was not lobbying for her removal. But that did not stop the mass hysteria from the mob over yours truly. I think they like putting my face on TV because then they can trick viewers that never would watch them thinking it's Fox. I don't know. Take a look.
In the new transcript out tonight, this ambassador details how Sean Hannity's attacks on her and his alleged support of aspects of the Ukraine plot made it to the highest levels of the State Department.
The Secretary of State says that he will call Sean Hannity to try to find out what the deal is with this whisper campaign of slander that is being directed at her to get her removed.
The fact that at one point in time, Secretary Pompeo said he had to call Sean Hannity to find out what U.S. foreign policy was in one of these transcripts. So, I mean, the level of insanity and craziness and venality is just unmatched.
She basically is saying, hey, you got to, state media is out to get you right now. That's what that is. That's the you know, what happened with TASS, you know, in the Soviet Union in 1974. It's like state media is turned against you. The only way to get the guys in state media to back off is to offer a sacrifice to the gods.
He really is a dumb jackass. Just for the record, by the way, I never talked to the Secretary of State or anybody else from the State Department. All of what you saw, shouldn't be surprising. Let's see, a hoax, more fake news, more conspiracy theories. None of that happened. By the way, Mr. Zucker, I hope your stenographer, Humpty Dumpty, is taking notes. But back to Solomon's big breaking news. Now found in the newly uncovered document.
Know what happened. That was it happens from time to time, a little audio glitch. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Get this, $199 per month for a single, $399 for a couple, just $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. Okay. I've been following this story over the last 12 hours, and it's amazing. Amy Robach, you know who she is? She is one of the lead reporters / anchors for ABC News. And apparently, the folks at ABC News are circling the wagons. They're battling how to deal with the fallout from comments made by Good Morning America reporter Amy Robach, who was caught on a hot mic claiming the network had scrapped her interview with a Jeffrey Epstein accuser 3 years ago. And the reason was to appease the royal family. I want you to hear this. This is Amy Robach in her own words. She doesn't know she's being taped. She is sitting on a set overlooking New York City and doesn't know that she's being taped. And she's just talking off the top of her head. Here is Amy Robach.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. And I had it all 3 years ago.
Okay. Here we go. Let's go to Jesse Waters with Martha McCallum. The implications of this Project Veritas video, the hot mic video of Amy Robach. Here it is.
It's a sickening and wicked scandal, and ABC News has to hire an independent investigator to get to the bottom of this, and they have to answer one big question. How many children were raped in the last 3 years since they spiked this story? Because, as Amy says, she had witnesses, she had victims, she had photographic evidence with a Bill Clinton connection and a British royal family connection. And ABC News said that that did not meet their editorial standards. What are those standards? I want them to come clean because they went after Brett Kavanaugh, with 40-year-old hearsay, with no corroborating witnesses, no evidence, and a lot of that was furnished by Michael Avenatti, a scoundrel, a bankrupt, tax cheat, who brought forth gang rape allegations with no evidence. So what were those standards that allowed that to get on air? I'd like to know. And it looks like the play was, we don't get access to royal family interviews on GMA.
Yeah.
Please. And you're not going to go protect children who are allegedly being sexually assaulted by God knows who and God knows where. And this is the Disney company? The Disney company. It's sick.
Yeah, I mean, and the suggestion that nobody knew who Jeffrey Epstein was, I mean, I don't know who these people are,
right,
but Jeffrey Epstein was, you know, linked to many powerful people for years. I mean, he wouldn't be a household name necessarily, but that the executives at ABC in New York City had no idea who he was, I find very difficult to believe. I mean, it also smacks of a lot of similarities of what we saw with the Weinstein story.
Right.
And I think that these institutions, these corporations need to ask themselves, who are we and what are we when this story comes to us and we don't air it? I mean, Roberta, the Virginia Roberts, you know, that story on what she had alone, the pictures she had of her and her story. How many stories do you see on ABC and NBC and everywhere where it's just, you know, this is her story. This is what she says. You know, you can back it up. You can investigate the other side of the story and say that we can't corroborate this. There's a lot of ways to get at a story like that. And as you rightly point out, none of those hoops were jumped through with the Brett Kavanaugh story.
No, and ABC just got in big trouble for putting on fake Syrian war footage. Instead,
yeah,
it was a gun
great
range
point
in Kentucky. That doesn't look good. But also, this isn't being mentioned, but Hillary Clinton 3 years ago was in the midst of a presidential campaign. And if ABC drops a devastating blow against her husband in the midst of this campaign, that's going to blow back big on ABC News. Remember, they thought Hillary was going to win the White House, and they didn't want to jeopardize that relationship. They wanted to be on the right side of history. Yeah. Now they're on the wrong side of history, and it's a tragedy if this is true.
I know nothing, I see nothing, and I say nothing.
Wow. This is so delicious. And to see Amy Robach, who, by the way, I've always liked. She was on, was she on MSNBC, I think, years ago? But she has found a place at ABC News and Good Morning America. And I've always had a lot of respect for her as a broadcaster. But she is, and by the way, she is very easy on the eyes. Yes, thank you. But she is. She is. But I will tell you this. This, we have not heard the last of this story. ABC has some answering to do. We'll get to that more coming up. Chuck Muth, we'll see what he thinks of this Amy Robach thing. You just got to love it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.